Luke 10. Now after these things the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, "The harvest indeed is great, but the workmen few. Supplicate therefore the Lord of the harvest that he may send out workmen into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor sandals, and salute no one on the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, Peace to this house. And if a son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. But if not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house abide, eating and drinking such things as they have, for the workman is worthy of his hire. Remove not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye may enter, and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and heal the sick in it, and say to them, The kingdom of God is come nigh to you. But into whatsoever city ye may have entered, and they do not receive you, go out into its streets, and say, Even the dust of your city, which cleaves to us on the feet, do we shake off against you. But know this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh. I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for Sodom in that day than for that city. Woe to thee, Chorazin! Woe to thee, Bethsaida! For if the works of power which have taken place in you had taken place in Tyre and Sidon, they had long ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, who hast been raised up to heaven, shalt be brought down even to Hades. He that hears you hears me, and he that rejects you rejects me, and he that rejects me rejects him that sent me." And the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us through thy name." And he said to them, "I beheld Satan as lightning falling out of heaven. Behold, I give you the power of treading upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise injure you. Yet in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subjected to you, but rejoice that your names are written in the heavens." In the same hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, "I praise thee, Father, Lord of the heaven and of the earth, that thou hast hid these things from wise and prudent, and hast delivered them to babes. Yea, Father, for thus has it been well-pleasing in thy sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son is pleased to reveal him." And having turned to the disciples privately, he said, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things which ye behold, and did not see them, and to hear the things which ye hear, and did not hear them." And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, and saying, "Teacher, having done what, shall I inherit life eternal?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" But he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thine understanding, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said to him, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." But he, desirous of justifying himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replying said, "A certain man descended from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell into the hands of robbers, who also, having stripped him and inflicted wounds, went away, leaving him in a half-dead state. And a certain priest happened to go down that way, and seeing him, passed on the opposite side. And in like manner also a Levite, being at the spot, came and looked at him, and passed on the opposite side. But a certain Samaritan journeying came to him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion, and came up to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and having put him on his own beast, took him to the inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, as he left, taking out 2 denarii, he gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou shalt expend more, I will render to thee on my coming back.' Which now of these three seems to thee to have been neighbor of him who fell into the hands of the robbers?" And he said, He that showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, Go, and do thou likewise. And it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village. And a certain woman, Martha by name, received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also, having sat down at the feet of Jesus, was listening to his word. Now Martha was distracted with much serving, and coming up she said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Speak to her, therefore, that she may help me. But Jesus answering said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but there is need of one, and Mary has chosen the good part, the which shall not be taken from her.